This is Fabian Hiscock of Three Rivers Museum Trust. I'm interviewing the Reverend Miriam Mugan at All Saints Church in Croxley Green on the 4th of October 2022. I wonder, as we start to think about the 150th anniversary and the build-up to it, how do you feel that life in the village has changed in the, well, the last 150 years?
150 years ago, you would have a situation where families that would actually stay fairly local. The church was much more of a central focus for the community, particularly with Croxley Mill, because so many people worked at Croxley Mill. All Saints was a church that the person who ran Croxley Mill would come to, and so people would come along because that's where their boss went to church. And that's why we had the extension built after the initial church to accommodate the mill workers. And it's really interesting, when I do funerals, particularly of older people, there's always, or mostly always, a connection somewhere, but you don't have that same link with a business anymore.
How do you think the role of the church itself has changed in this sort of complex, modern society that we live in?
Clergy today, it's much more looking at what the people in the community need, would best support them.
Thinking of how the parish works, how do the initiatives for change, how do they come forward?
We have a parochial church council. At the moment, there are 14 people on it. Yeah, and we don't always agree, you know. Sometimes, you know, we really have very differing views.
As the last few years have developed, of course, you've begun to think about the 150th anniversary of the founding of the parish. Are events like this centrepieces?
We always celebrate the anniversary of when the church was consecrated. Whereas something like the 150th, then that's an event to have a big service, to bring the bishop in and all the key players who had done things over the years, to celebrate all of those people who had actually laid the foundation, to have something that engaged the community. And that really was amazing. It took on a life of its own. Then we had the Flower Festival, and we were amazed at the number of organisations that said, yes, we'd love to come and do a flower arrangement. And it enabled people to come in and see the changes that we've made.
Some of your developments in the church, the removal of the pews, the new glass doors, they predate your 150th anniversary.
The removal of the pews was something we had to do very sensitively, because, as we know, lots of people love pews in churches. It took time for some people to get used to that. And what helped so much was we had a lovely reader here called David Williams, who sadly died. And he left a very generous bequest. And it was his bequest that enabled us to actually remove the pews, redecorate the church, put a new heating system in. And the doors was a different project. That was a community project. Represented marking of the 100th anniversary of the end of the First World War.
1872, the parish is founded. First World War came, followed by the national celebration. Now, how would you have expected major national events like that to be recognised in this still young parish?
I don't have any record of how they responded. When you think about how many people, I would hope that they would have been quite vociferous in terms of church is a place where you can come and, you know, we will support you spiritually.
Now, in the modern life of the church, how has the relationship with other faiths developed over the last 100, 150 years?
As ministers in the churches, we all work very closely together and we have a very good working relationship. In terms of supporting each other, it's giving out water up at Croxfest or do a joint walk of witness on Good Friday. But what's really nice, I think, about the churches in this community is that we are able to work alongside each other without there being any feel of threat and work with the principle that we are each a place in this community that reaches out to people to try and share the love of God.
As you think back over your 15-year tenure, are there particular high points fond of, not just in your own tenure, but going back?
I mean, there's all sorts of things. I mean, we have a Christmas market, and that to me is always quite a highlight. People from the local community who just come. And the way that has grown a good reputation locally and further afield as well. For me, it's a great time to catch up with people that I've married, or babies are baptised, seeing how children are growing and all that sort of things. And that gives a real good community feel. So, yes, yeah, so there's been lots of high points, actually.
that's a pretty good place to put a full stop on this discussion. I'm extremely grateful for your time.
You're
this
welcome.
Really does capture what it's like to live and work around here, Croxley Green, and indeed the wider area.